Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, you are anything but run-of-the-mill. There's nothing mundane or common about you, and that is exactly how I conceived, created, and brought you forth out of the womb. Yes, there are changes you would like to see, says the Father, but realize this, the changes you long for are coming to serve you and bring highest heart's desire to pass, not to make you good enough for better things, for you are more than good enough already. You are an entitled, blessed, and highly favored child of my right hand. I am the God of better and best, says the Father, and that qualifier is the face-forward description of where your life is going in the years ahead as you stay in the place of alignment with me. I formed and fashioned you to go through life as a vessel poured out to my purpose. You are not a vessel of common use, although there have been times that the treatment you've received at the hands of others did not reflect just how special I made you. You are a vessel of great worth, says God, and a vessel unto honor and not dishonor in my house and in my kingdom. I'm bringing you into a throne experience with me, for you are not, nor have you ever been, an outer court Christian. Behold, this day I clothe you with the linen ephod, the priestly ephod of my righteousness, that you might dance before me as David danced. Let others mock or not understand, but your feet are like Miriam's feet when she danced before me, and all of Pharaoh's chariots were destroyed in the sea of Israel's captivity. I am adorning you and beautifying you, and bringing you forward as a diadem, an example, yes, even a poster child of one who's walking in my goodness, experiencing my favor, and seeing of the travail of your soul and being satisfied. I am working in the lives of those around you. My spirit is coming into manifestation to speak, to move, and to bring your loved ones into a place of radical conversion and conspicuous salvation from the lives they have lived to lives and ministry portion I have ordained for them to walk out on the earth even before the foundation of the world was laid. Keep trusting and expecting the prayers you've prayed and prayed and prayed to be heard on high and answered by angel armies, even this day, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.